light of the sayings of Ma'sumin, and in particular Amir al-Mu'mineen were mentioned. And yesterday we talked a little bit about Rizā, which is being pleased. And it was mentioned that it is being pleased with the destiny that Allah has laid for us. And this destiny is sometimes in our favor, and sometimes it is against us. And various definitions were mentioned over here from Ma'sumin. And then it was mentioned that sabr is patience. Patience again is of various ranks. And again, a next level high up in patience is that we welcome the afflictions and problems with open arms, which is a tough stage. And above that comes the issue and the concept of rizā, which is being pleased with whatever Allah has destined for us. And in the end it was mentioned that those who possess those high ranks of rizā, and that is being pleased with whatever Allah has desired for them, they have a wonderful death, and that is Allah, He sends His angels with cups of drinks and also with the water of Kawthar, and that is presented to this person who is giving away his life. And then there is a conversation between this person who has departed from this dunya and the existence of Allah. And when Allah asks him that, where are you? How was dunya? He says that I have no knowledge of that dunya since the day you created me. And then Allah says, you are true. Whatever you have said is right. That this soul of yours existed in that body, and you rested upon the existence of Allah. And then this soul says that لَوْ كَانَ رِضَاكَ فِي أَنْ أُقَدَّرَ إِرْبًا إِرْبًا وَأُقْتَلَ سَبْعِينَ قَتْلَةً بِأَشَدِّ مَا يُقْتَلُ بِهِ النَّاسِ لَكَانَ رِضَاكَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ. Says that if I was to be killed 70 times in the worst of killings and deaths, and then if I was to be sliced into so many pieces, still if it was your pleasure, that your pleasure would be much better and much dearer to me, the soul says. And continues. Now today, again the same saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam over here says that. Now all these days we've been talking about the different qualities which Mu'mineen have to possess. And it was said that they are skinny, they are pale, they have parched lips, and they've got all these marks on their foreheads due to excessive sajdas, so on and so forth. It looked as if the entire concept which Ma'sumin have, this picture of a mu'min or a Shia that has been mentioned over here, it's like someone who has to be on the prayer mat all the time. Now here, there's a turning point. Imam says, وَطَلَبًا فِي حَلَالٍ وَنَشَاطًا فِي هُدًى وَتَحَرُّجًا عَنْ تَمَعًا. Says, one of the other qualities which the Shias they possess is that they are after halal. That is, earnings have to be halal. Not every earning are we allowed to have. Not every job are we allowed to take or accept. Not everything are we allowed to eat. So there is these parameters of halal that we have to move in between them. So earlier it was mentioned all about worship, servitude, sitting and supplicating with Allah. Now says no, a mu'min is someone who is after halal earnings. That is, don't think that Shias, they are lazy people or they are run down people. They are hard working people, and they earn halal, and they don't hoard wealth. Again, that is another quality which is mentioned. In the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that we have, we find various terms. For example, one of the sayings is as such, says, Al-kaddu ala ayalih kal-mujahidi fi sabilillah. That someone who strives to serve his family, his wife, his children. That is, he runs around all these different jobs so that he makes some money, so that his wife and his children, they are at ease. Imam says, this person who strives and works so hard is like a mujahid in the way of Allah. Mujahid in the way of Allah, that is the highest rank a Shia, a mu'min, can possess. And someone who fights in the way of Allah and dies in the way of Allah is a shaheed. And someone who is a shaheed, especially the shaheed in the forefronts and who is killed in the battlefield, for them special rules apply. It says that shaheed has no ghusl, that shaheed has no kafan. As he died with his blood, he has to be laid to rest because he is a witness, and that is how he will be raised in the presence of Allah on the Day of Judgment, that I was a witness, that I fought for your cause. Here Imam says, someone who strives, who works hard for his wife, for his children, for his family, it's like a mujahid fi sabilillah. Or for example, says, al-ibadatu asharatu ajza, tis'atun ajza, tis'atu ajza'in fi talab al-halal. That if you analyze worship, Imam says, worship, it's in 10 stages. Says 9 of these 10 stages are to earn halal. That is, just one of them is worship. Now how do we come around these two sets of riwayat and teachings of Ma'asumeen? On one hand, we have so much of emphasis to worship, to servitude, to namaz, to fast, to supplications, to whispering with God. On the contrary, Imam says, kal mujahid fi sabilillah, or ibadat, they are in time, 10 levels, 9 of them it's to earn halal. Now the advice is to rely, that is, we have to rely upon Allah Jalla Wa'ala in all walks of life. So, or elsewhere, we find teachings from the existence of Allah says, إِنَّ الْمَالَ مَقْسُومٌ بَيْنَكُمْ مَذْمُونٌ لَكُمْ قَدْ قَسَمَهُ عَادِلٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Says, the wealth that comes to you, or the sustenance that comes to you, says, all of that has already been maqsoom. It has already been calculated, distributed by Allah. What has to come to you will come to you. If it is not meant to come to you, it will never come to you. We, if we work too hard or strive very hard, it is not as such that we will get it. No. If it's not meant to be sought, we will never get it. For example, again, ayat of Quran, they say that وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That every creature on this earth, every animal on this earth, rizq and sustenance of that animal, it's upon Allah, that He has to provide. And we have to teach this concept of Allah being the provider to the best of our abilities. We have to understand it. Or for example, if you look into Quran, in the second and third ayah of Surah Al-Talaq, says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Says, you be obedient to Allah. You possess that taqwa, be God-wary. He says, He will provide you in abundance from where you never thought of. Marhum Imam Khomeini, he says that in his early days, all in all, he used to get stuck. Goes to his ustad and says, what do I do? Tell me something so I don't get so much frustrated. He says that after every wajib prayer of yours, recite 3 salawats, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times, and this ayah 3 times. That is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And he says, until the end of my life, I continued with this prescription that was prescribed to me by my ustad. I never got stuck. And this again is the teaching of Rasulullah here on many occasions. He says that inni la'alamu ayatun min al-Quran. That from this Quran, out of the 6,600 odd ayat, I know a verse that if you apply that verse onto your program, onto yourself, you will never get stuck. And this is that ayah he says. Or, in other words, now, the atmosphere of the time that we are living in, it's a tough time. We find that we've got all this contamination all around us, all this pollution around us. So we have to stick to a program, but sometimes we get stuck. Or, in easier words, we could say that this ayah that has been revealed in Quran, it is for those 911 situations. That is, when there is an emergency, we have to stick to this program of Allah. Initial instructions of Allah are that you have to eat halal, you have to have a halal job, you have to have a halal relationship. But sometimes we get stuck. We have no food to eat, it's this haram. So, we have no job, but haram. We can have no relationship, but haram. If we analyze it, we just say that because we are stuck and we are hungry and Allah doesn't want us to kill ourselves, we can eat that haram. Whence the teaching is that this ayah says that in emergencies also that same rule of Allah applies. We can't twist it, we can't take a U-turn and go and do haram because we are stuck. Says, if you stick to this program and apply that halal onto yourself, Allah says, يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, that He will provide you from wherever you never thought of. And He will give you that sustenance in abundance. That if we stick to the program that Allah has laid, because Allah, He has promised and He has sworn, now one of the tips that we are taught by our asatid as to how we should apply this tawakkul on ourselves. Tawakkul means to rely upon Allah. If you look into Quran, riwayat, sayings, teachings, books, etc., you find this terminology tawakkul that has been mentioned a lot. But what do we do to enhance this tawakkul in ourselves? First of all, we have to understand, or we have to have that faith in the oneness of Allah in His actions. That is, Allah, He is one even in His performance. That is, if we look into and think into the concept of the creation, for example, we, before we stepped into this dunya, we were in our mother's womb. All that rizq was provided, Quran says, dhulumatin thalas. There are three dark periods in the mother's womb where a child goes through. Allah says He had been providing us even then, whilst we never asked Him to do that. Or when a baby is born, baby steps into this dunya, and before he steps, his rizq, that is milk, it's already available in the mother's breast. Now did the baby ask for that? Allah provided it with His graciousness, that is the benevolence of Allah. Says that we have, if we apply these little tips onto ourselves, that He has been looking after us, caring for us, before we stepped into this dunya. Now will He abandon us now that we are in need? He will never abandon. Over here, there is a lengthy hadith in Usul al-Kafi. I believe it's in the second volume. There it is a hadith al-Qudsi, quoting from our sixth imam, and he is quoting it from his forefathers, from the Prophet, and from Allah the Baraka wa Ta'ala. Says that one of these students, he was off for studies. And amidst his journey, he finished his money. There wasn't anything with him, no food, nothing to survive. One of the other friends present in that caravan, he says that, what are you going to do? You haven't got anything left. He says, very soon we'll be stopping by the other town. I've got a friend over there, he is wealthy. I'll ask him and he will sort me out. Upon this, the other friend, he says, by God, none of your wishes will be met. And you will never get to what you want to get. He says, what makes you say that? And then he says that I heard from Abu Abdullah. Whenever Abu Abdullah is mentioned in Riwayat, it is our sixth Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And whenever we talk about Abu Abdullah in Maqatil, in Maqtal, in Masahib, that is the third Imam Abu Abdullah in Hussein alayhi salam. Here he says that I heard from my master, the sixth Imam, that he has reported as such, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that is, when we get stuck, instead of knocking every other door, may that be in our minds, may that be by phone calls or emails, here Allah says that wa'izzati wa jalali wa majdi wa irtifa'i ala arshi, that is, by my dignity, by my might, by my honor, by my station on this arsh, this throne of mine, I will break the hopes of every person who has hopes in every other person. And he says, definitely I will do that. وَلَأَكْسُوَنَّهُ ثَوْبَ الْمَذَلَّةِ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ, and I will make him wretched, zaleel, defame him in the presence of other mankind. Not only that, وَلَأَنْحِيَنَّهُ مِنْ قُرْبِي, and I will drive him away from my presence. Why? Because he has hopes in others. He doesn't have hope in me. We are taught that we have to have that hope in Allah, meaning that we have to rely on Allah. That is, before we asked anything from him, he gave us. Now will he not give when we ask him? Here says that وَلَأَبْعَدَنَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِي أَيَّأُمُّلُ غَيْرِي فِي الشَّدَائِدِ, that is, when he is afflicted, when he got stuck, does he have hope in others? بِيَدِي, when all these afflictions, he says that I created all these traps for you, I got you stuck. And then he says that if you want a way out, you need the key, an outlet, and says that that key is with me, because it's me who has closed and shut all these doors. Why do you knock every other door and don't knock my door? It's quite a lengthy hadith. And then he says that أَبَخِيلٌ أَنَا, that is, if you ask me, will I not give you? Once you did not ask me, I gave you a lot. And now that you ask me, will I not give you? أَبَخِيلٌ أَنَا فَيُبَخِلُنِي عَبْدِي, says, why is my servant so bakhil? Why is he such a niggard that he doesn't call upon me when he gets stuck? أَوَلَيْسَ الْعَفْوَ وَالرَّحْمَةُ بِيَدِي, is not forgiving, is not this mercy in my possession? أَوَلَيْسَ أَنَا مَحَلُّ الْأَعْمَالِ, am I not the center of all hopes? And then, in this field of tawakkul, may that be death, may that be life, all of that is granted by Allah. Or even so much so that we find مَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, even this faith that we have, this iman that we have in the oneness of Allah, that again is a blessing that has been granted to us. So everything is from Allah. If we have that hope in Allah, that tawheed to that maximum ability, we find that we will become better people. If we get stuck, we will not knock every other door, but we will not knock the door of Allah Jalla Ba'ala. Now, for example, again, it was mentioned earlier that we can be on the prayer mat and Allah, if He wants, He can provide, but that is not desired. The teaching is that it is wajib upon us that we strive, we work hard. Lazy people are not expected from ma'sumeen. And also at the same time, we find that a person can be on the prayer mat and everything can be provided to him, and those are exceptional cases. For example, Hazrat Maryam, Quran says that whenever Prophet Zakariya, he came to visit Maryam in that temple, he finds there is foodstuff and all what she needs present on that prayer mat. Mm-hmm. That Allah provides it for her, bi-iznillah. That is because that's his intention. If he wants, he can do that. And that is, in certain cases, it doesn't mean that we don't need to strive. Or if you look into the performance of Amir al-Mu'mineen before his rule, we find that on and off, he is busy planting, he is busy irrigating, he is busy digging wells. Why is he doing all that? Because of that livelihood that he has to survive, he works hard. The same thing is with all of the prophets. Each one of them works to earn a living, and that living has to be halal. Allahu yarzuqu man yasha bighayri hisab. That sustenance is provided by Allah bighayri hisab. If our heart and our soul rests upon Allah, that is what is desired. As we, in our day-to-day affairs, you here in America, for every little thing you have a solicitor, a lawyer, says that Allah in Quran, that appoint Allah as your lawyer. That is, whatever you want, go through that lawyer of yours, which is Allah Jalla Ala, Ni'mal Mawla wa Ni'mal Wakeel. That he is the best of lawyers, best of solicitors who can help you. Marhum Ayatullah Huzma Bahjat, he used to say that. That is, in the olden days, there used to be these hotels amidst the cities, not hotels, stopovers where people they used to stop. He said that there was a person who worked for them for 30 years, one of these caretakers in those motels. Now, the survival of this individual was that whenever a caravan stopped by there, they used to give him something, normally it was some food, and he used to survive. Says a caravan stopped and they gave him some food, an old man. He says, I don't eat this food. For example, they might have given him biryani. He says, I don't eat biryani. He says, now what do you eat? For example, halim, only halim, nothing else. They say, we don't have anything else. This is what we have. This is the only food. He says, God is there. Inshallah, if there's something to get to me, it will get to me. And it was such that for that duration of time that he was working, whatever his food was that was given to him each night. And they said that if you don't eat anything now, you're going to be hungry all night. He says, Khuda Karimas. Allah is Kareem. He is the benevolent. So they say they were amazed to see that another caravan arrives there just after a while. They also gave out food. And it was exactly the food which this old man had every night. If we look into the du'as that we have amazing sayings. We find that وَتَسَبَّبَ بِلُطْفِكَ الْأَسْبَابِ. We say to Allah that Allah, by your graciousness, by your lutf is grace, you created all of these asbab. That is, all of these different means. To understand that in easier and simpler words, Marhum Ja'far Allah Mujtahidi, among the great ulama, who passed away about 20 years ago, a noble, a salih personality. Every week he has a majlis in his house, every Thursday. And the person who recites this majlis in his house, he's a Sayyid called Sayyid Burda'i. He was among the famous reciters who used to recite in the sacred shrine of Hazrat Ma'suma at home. Now this Sayyid Burda'i, he gets old, and every Thursday when he comes to the majalis of this Shaykh, it was his schedule as such that after the majlis, he sits in the majlis for a while, has a cup of tea with the Shaykh, with the host, and then leaves. On this occasion, he recites, descends the pulpit from the member, he comes down, and he is in a rush, he wants to leave. The host says, sit, where are you going, why such a rush? He said, he wants to get up and leave, because he's an old man, as mark of respect to him, he sits down. And then the tea is given to him. After a while again, he stands up to leave. He says, sit, why such a rush? You are waiting for something, it's on its way, it's coming to you. He couldn't connect to what this Shaykh is saying. For the third time when he stood up, he said, sit, the car is coming for you. He is a little bit shaken that what is this Shaykh, why is he insisting so much and asking me to sit? Then after a while, a person comes with a set of keys. He places this set of keys in front of this Sayyid, the reciter, Sayyid Burda'i, and says that, were you not waiting for a car? This set of keys has been sent to you from Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. An Imam, he has complained. He says that all these years you've been serving at our doorstep. Now that you are in need, will we leave you stranded? This key has been sent to you from Abu Abdullah Hussein with a little complaint. Now this Sayyid, He starts crying, comes out of the majlis. Now when he is crying outside the majlis, all his well-wishers who were present in that majlis, they also come out and say, "What happened? We didn't understand. You wanted to go, you sat down, you stood, you sat down, you stood, and all this emphasis from that shaykh not to leave, and we see you crying over here. What happened?" He says, "This is what has happened. That I've been walking to all of these majalis to recite. Now I'm getting old. I needed a car." And in those days, buying a car in Iran wasn't easy. You had to register, and after a long time, your name would have come out, and then you have to pay the deposit, and then the car would be given to you. It's a long procedure. It was a long procedure then. He says, "I had registered. I sought help from some of the mu'mineen to help me out in buying this car, and now I have to go and collect the car from the dealer. But over here, I've got a free car that has been provided by Abu Abdullah Hussein with that complaint that all these years you've been serving us, will we leave you stranded when you are in need?" That is what the sabbaba bi lutfika asbab, that these asbab are created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to have that hope in Allah, we have to have that tawakkul in Allah, and that is, we have to rely upon Him in all walks of life, no matter what circumstances befall upon us. May that be afflictions, may that be diseases, may that be deaths, may that be losing of jobs, may that be not getting admissions in universities. Regardless, whatever happens, if you've done your job and you couldn't get to your goal, there's nothing to worry. There is someone who worries for you, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We don't need to worry. All these diseases that we have, the modern ones, the depression, the anxiety and all this, mu'mineen, they don't deserve all that. Depression is not for mu'mineen. No mu'min has to be depressed. Because if we rely upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, automatically all these diseases will be set aside. May Allah in the sacred month of Ramadan help us understand these great sayings. May He help us to have faith in Him, in having tawakkul in Him, in trying to perceive and come closer to the concept of rizā and being pleased with the destiny that He has designed for us, which is sometimes in our favor and which is against us at times. All those who are ill and ailing, may Allah grant them shifa. All those who have requested for dua, may Allah fulfill their hajat, grant their wishes. Our parents, Allah protect them. Those who have passed away, may Allah elevate their ranks. May Allah hasten the return of the Messiah, the Imam of time, and count us among His true servants and those who seek shahadat in His service. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Just one quick request before the ziyarat. We need your help today to wrap up. Again, no tables and chairs, just the equipment and the chadars on the floor. Thank you.
Assalamu alaykum.